A proposal to develop the area next to TIAA Bank Field would require more than $230 million in city incentives. Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall is here to tell us where that money might come from. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. So, Mike, you were able to speak with Mayor Lenny Curry, who was behind the scenes working on this deal with Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shad Khan and the developer of Lot J. So where is he thinking the money will come from?
So on the onset of construction, the mayor plans to use existing operating dollars as well as debt to pay for some of the Lot J incentive package.
So that's basically cash and then putting a little on a credit card?
Essentially. But some of the incentive deals also include rev grants, which would actually be paid over time based on property tax.
How does that work?
A rev grant is essentially a property tax rebate. It's based on the value of a structure over time. In this case, it would be about over a 20-year period.
Deducted from property taxes annually?
Exactly.
Are there other sources of revenue that would have to come into play, though, Mike?
Yes. So one of the plans is to use the hotel bed tax. It's actually a Florida statute that allows a municipality to collect a 6% property tax on hotel stays. Now, in Jacksonville, that money is actually diverted to the sports complex. So anything for upgrades, construction, infrastructure, those kind of needs. So the idea is that some of that revenue that's already going to the sports complex could be used to pay for these Lot J incentives.
Now, inevitably, when we talk about projects like Lot J, at the same time that we have the school district asking for millions of dollars to make essential upgrades to the schools, you have people out there asking a question which sounds very rational, right, Mike, which is, why can't we just use this money to fix the schools instead of building a new entertainment complex or whatever else downtown? Why can't that happen, Mike?
Well, because of how the statute is written, this money is specifically earmarked for the sports complex in Jacksonville. It would actually require a rewrite or an amendment of the law in order for that to go to the school district. And that would be on the state level.
So you also spoke with the finance chair on city council.
I did. And Councilmember Bowman told me that there would be other sources of revenue as well to pay for these Lot J incentives. There are going to be 1,300 new parking spaces, which would generate revenue for the city. The city will be splitting that revenue with the developer of Lot J, but a portion of that money can go to pay off those incentives, as well as additional property tax revenue that they'll be receiving. 3/4 of the Lot J development is going to be going from public ownership to private ownership immediately beginning construction. Currently, TIAA Bank Field and the property is owned by the city. The city wants to transfer ownership of 3/4 of Lot J to the developers, which would start generating property tax revenue immediately upon construction.
$233 million in city incentives sounds like a large number. Any idea at this point, Mike, what the return on that investment would be for taxpayers?
It's still pretty early in the process to tell, but Aaron Bowman did tell me that would be one of the things they'd be looking at as they would review the legislation.
Any idea what kind of opposition this might face, if any, on city council?
Any real changes to the Lot J legislation would likely happen on the Finance Committee. The majority of the Finance Committee have been in line with Mayor Curry's agenda. Any substantial opposition that this plan could face on City Council is unlikely.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's your Business Brief.